the weather. Refreshing morning. Well, most people would call it a refreshing morning. Probably 95% of you call it a refreshing morning this morning. I call it cold. But I do have to admit, there's nothing like getting a nice slap in the face when you walk outside and it's a little bit brisk. Now, I know 54 degrees isn't brisk to you, but it's brisk to me. Let's bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And I hate to say this, but you're nuts. I think 54 degrees after a 6 or 7 day heat wave in the 90s is nothing but a blessing. The people in the Gulf states, in Texas, and in the Pacific Northwest would pay big bucks for 54 degrees because there are emergencies and heat advisories and everything out in the Pacific Northwest. I mean, Portland's going over 100 degrees. Just give me a break. It is just incredible. And here we are, mid-80s and partly sunny today, partly cloudy tonight, a shower late, 70, and there could be a shower early tomorrow morning and a late-day thunderstorm tomorrow, hazy and humid, 90. Friday, 80 to 85, scattered showers and storms, and then partly sunny, less humid, 80 to 85. Saturday, in the 80s, and a little bit more humid on Sunday. Weekend looks good. Of course, when you're in sort of a semi-drought, it's hard to say it won't be wet, because lately, it's not wet. So whatever rain we get should be a blessing. Look at St. Louis. Anywhere from 5 to 12 inches of rain fell, rescuing people and boats and things like that. So, you know, Marshall, again, here you are, Pacific Northwest, over 100 degrees, flooding rains in Missouri, and you are complaining of a 54-degree brisk morning.
Meet me in St. Louis.
Yeah, you can meet me in St. Louis.
So now, before we go any further, so today, tonight in between 6 and 8, what will the temperature be?
I would have to look that up.
Just a guess, probably what, in the 60s, you figure? 70?
I don't know. For some reason, the chart that I had up.
The Sharon Park and Rec has their concert tonight from 6 to 8. At the ball field at the Lions Pavilion with Dan Santos and the Near Do-Wells playing tonight.
Between 6 and 8, I'm going to guess that the temperature will be between 73 and 78.
All right, now, so and there's no chance of rain at all tonight.
Not, there is a chance of rain, but not till way after midnight.
All right. Then tomorrow, the Sunset Music Series continues in North Canaan with the Kevin Machi Band. They can do that indoors or outdoors. Also, tomorrow, the Kent Summer Concert Series is 6 to 7:30 featuring the Regulators. And tomorrow, there's a better chance of thunderstorms, you think?
Yeah, there is. I would say at least a 50% chance around that time. So I would suggest if they could have it indoors, by all means, do that.
All right, and now the big thing is July 30th, the Jane Lloyd Fund Clambake. The Jane Lloyd Fund raises tremendous amounts of money to give to cancer patients, not to spend on their cancer needs, because they're, you know, but to spend on the needs that they can't do, their regular monthly expenses that the money takes away from. And that's going to be on July 30th, an all-day affair, basically from 2 to 8 o'clock.
No problem. It's going to be sunny, less humid, and temps will be in the low to middle 80s.
All right. So normally, being at this time of the year when they hold the Jane Lloyd Fund, they always have to worry about a thunderstorm. But if that doesn't look like it's going to be the case then.
No, not at all.
So a perfect day for that.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, no, I know I'm a little crazy when I say I walked out this morning and it was a little chilly, but it was a little chilly to me. You know, 55 is chilly to me.
Well, I mean, 55 after being 95 is going to feel cool to anybody. But at the same token, it should feel good.
It doesn't feel good because it's a harbinger of things to come.
Well, it is, but don't think about that.
All right. Now, talking about hot, Who invented air conditioning? Do you know?
It would have to be, let's see, what was the first air conditioner? Oh, goodness. The first AC had its name, had his name.
Yep. You're right. You're right if you can come up with it.
I can't think of it. It's funny. It's I could see it, but I can't think of it.
Willis Carrier.
Carrier, right. Yeah, exactly, because, you know, Central Air,
yep.
Carrier is one of the leading things, right? Carrier.
Back in 1902,
wow,
he realized, standing on a train platform, that he could dry air by passing it through water to create fog. That would then allow him to control moisture and humidity in the air. And guess what? He turned that into air conditioning. Imagine that, standing on a train platform.
That was in 1902.
He came up with the idea. It took a little while to put everything together and everything like that.
Right.
When it first came out, it was largely used in field military hospitals and everything like that. But it's pretty amazing.
It is, because as I was growing up as a kid, we didn't know what that was. We used window fans.
Window fans and those boxes that you would put water in a tray and turn on the fan, and or else put big ice cubes in a tray underneath it, and you turn on the fan, and that would blow out cool air.
Yeah.
They had a little black button you used to push to start or stop them, and you used to have to fill them up about every 2 hours with ice.
And now here we are with Central Air in your home. It's just incredible how things move on.
Well, what's funny is my mother, for years, poo-pooed air conditioning, poo-pooed it. And she built a new house, a beautiful big, at the time, 3,500 square foot log cabin. And she put Central Air conditioning in. And she loved it. She loved it.
Yeah.
She loved it. She, all those years she put it off. She loved it.
Yeah, I mean, you really can't be without it. You really can't. And especially if you live in the South, it's a must. You know, I think they probably run their AC, maybe 9 months out of the year, if not longer down there. In Florida and on the Gulf states.
Well, they tie the big move to Florida by people to air conditioning.
Right. Yeah, well, again, it's so pleasant here this morning. If I were to look at, and I am, look at just for out of curiosity, what the temperature is right now at Miami Beach. It's 79 degrees right now at Miami Beach. The humidity is 90%. And of course, today, tomorrow, the next day, low 90s there, and the humidity sky high. That's in Miami Beach. Is it any better in Orlando? Let's see, Orlando's MCI. No, that's Kansas City. MCO is Orlando. I don't know how they get MCO for Orlando, but 75, 94% there. Let's take a look at Atlanta. Work up the coast. Atlanta, 75, humidity 83%. How about Richmond, Virginia? Richmond, Virginia, 74, humidity 94%. New York City, 70 degrees, humidity 70%, and Hartford, 63 degrees, humidity 82%. Isn't that nice? We'll go one step further. Let's go to Caribou, Maine, 57 degrees, humidity 88%.
So actually at my house this morning, Caribou, Maine is what?
57.
So right now, sitting here in Sharon, Connecticut, we're 3 degrees cooler than Caribou, Maine.
Isn't that interesting?
Now, that's terrible.
That's terrible. Yeah, but it's interesting to note that you go from 79 at Miami to 57 at Caribou. That's the range up and down the East Coast.
No, the range is Miami to Sharon, Connecticut, where it's 54.
Right. Look at that. So 80 to 54. So you're looking at, you know, at a difference of what? 34 degrees.
Gosh. Well,
which is, you know, pretty incredible. I mean, and it's usually not that large as you get into the winter months, but it can be, because you know as well as I do. In the winter months, it could be 50 in Miami and 10 below in Caribou, Maine, which would make it 60-degree difference. So I guess it, you know, it's still pretty significant when you think about if you were driving down the coast today, how your car thermometer would do nothing but go up, up, and up.
All right. Well, we have to leave, and leave.
Yeah, you could leave, and I'll leave. I'll make like a tree and leave. And enjoy the day, Marshall. It's definitely going to be nice.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center, of course, with a check on our tri-state forecast.